You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. I love dildos and butt plugs too. I'd sit on a bowling pin if a straight guy told me to. Ooh. No lube, baby, no lube.
No lube?
Just give me a little spit.
Oh,
on
yeah.
A hole. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh!
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam Le Fagot. That's French, I think. Welcome to the show. I have a special guest today again. It is a Muscle God Jay on Twitter. You know him as Alpha Jay. He did one interview with the podcast already, but he was eager to talk about a few more things, and so we made arrangements to get back together again. It's nice. I've had a couple of conversations with a couple of my previous guests about coming back on and doing a second show, because I think they like getting on here and kind of showing a different side to themselves, you know, outside of the world they inhabit, and discuss, you know, different topics. So I love the opportunity to talk to these great alphas. Alpha Jay is spectacular, of course, as you all know. And we got to talk about a few things that I really wanted to talk about the first time, but we didn't get into it. So we kind of had DM'd each other a couple of times and, you know, discussed things that we might want to talk about in this episode. So we got to do that, and it turned out to be a really interesting, more in-depth interview than the first one. I think you guys will like it. So without any more delay, I present to you my second interview with Alpha Jay.
Target acquired.
This is the Hierarchy Podcast exclusive interview.
I am here with Master Jay, Alpha Jay, I guess is what you go by, right?
Yep.
I keep forgetting you say your Twitter name again.
Oh yeah, it's at the Twitter is at Muscle God Jay, but I do go by Alpha Jay. Yep, that's me.
Right, exactly. This is our second interview. You're back for more.
Yes, I am.
You must have be a glutton for punishment.
Oh, that's me.
How are things been going since our last conversation, Master?
Amazing, amazing. Things have been going well. Just recently, I was on a trip to Cancun, Mexico. I went with a girl that I'm fucking with and a couple friends. And it was amazing. I actually still worked while I was out there because, I mean, the requests that come in for me to do a custom video or even a show, they are just nonstop on a daily basis. And I was, you know, I'm so money hungry that even being out on vacation, being on the beach, sipping a margarita, having a great time, I still found myself here and there working just because the amount of requests is astronomical.
It's hard to turn down $500, right, or something like that.
An easy payday, absolutely.
Yeah. That's nice. So this girl is someone special to you, or just some random hole that you're fucking?
No, she's special. We've been seeing each other for quite a while now, so I you know, I consider her the main chick that I fuck with.
Oh, okay. All right. So are you officially dating her, or is it
yeah,
just...
yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's my girl.
Okay.
Yeah, you didn't seem like you wanted to actually commit to that. So
it's hard, man. Yeah,
I'm sure it is.
When you're living in my shoes, there's so many opportunities. So I won't sit here and say that I haven't fucked around, because I did. You know, I have. And the life of being an alpha, a man who's so desired by men and women, it's just the beauty of fucking being me. You know, just I get the luxury of being wanted. You know.
Oh, that's true. That's very true. So does your girlfriend, I guess I'll call her your girlfriend, does she know that you're fucking around with the girls? Are you open with her about that? I mean, you're not giving her pictures of it, but like is she aware of it?
She's a smart chick, man. Like it's hard to fucking pull a fast one on her. I've done some shit. She found out, had a little, you know, back and forth, but nothing serious. And then that's it. You know, she still sticks around. She knows what she's got in me. So so she'll hold on pretty much no matter what I do.
Right. Right. This is alpha privilege, you know.
Exactly.
It's you're going to make her stay just by the force of your will, basically.
That's so, right.
Yeah. That's nice to have that kind of power, huh?
It is nice.
So you were just telling me about day in a life. Before we started recording, you started telling me about the day in a life. Mm-hmm. What's your day like today, for instance?
Yeah. So today, I just woke up. First thing I like to do is get coffee, you know what I mean? Get a little caffeine in. I sit down and just enjoy a cup. I check my Skype and my OnlyFans, my bestflex.com. I check all my income sources. I also have another business I work on. But I check all of those things, see how I'm doing, you know, because it's tons of messages and different opportunities for me to make money. But, you know, I will get some head in the morning right away, or have some good sex. Cause I like that fuels me, that drives me to get the day going, mm-hmm. and that's typically on a daily basis, yeah. And then I'll just start running through some work, you know, making money, and then I'll cook some breakfast. I'll hit the gym, you know, and come back and eat some more food. And weed is legal here in Vegas. Sorry, I got a phone call. I don't know if that interrupted us or not.
It stopped it for a second. That's fine.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
but yeah, so weed is legal. So I do that a little bit at night, but that's about it.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds like a nice, comfortable day every day, huh? Do you make sure that you always have pussy in the morning? Like there's always pussy there in bed.
Oh, my God.
Is it just a natural thing or what?
It's so natural. Yeah. Okay. I'll get head because sometimes I just want to kick back and just chill.
Yeah, sure. Of course.
Yeah. But it's always there for me. I have the option every single morning.
Which do you prefer, head or fucking?
Depends on the day. But I do love when I get some head because, you know, this girl knows exactly how I like it. So, yeah, but I mean, actually, I'll say I prefer fucking, actually. Yeah, because I'll put in some work. She knows what the fuck's happening, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Of course, I mean, you have to grade on a scale about the head, because, of course, we all know that faggots suck dick much better than girls. But, yeah, anyway, but, the rumors are true.
I would bet.
Yeah. Speaking of faggots, okay, so one of the things that you and I, because we had been talking since our first interview about some of the things that we didn't get to talk about before. One of them was that I regretted not asking you about was the use of the term faggot, okay?
Yeah.
Because you seem to feel, as I do, that it's sort of an important word. So why do you feel like it's important?
I feel like it's important because it kind of reinforces that level of superiority that I have over someone. And, you know, it's just, it comes out naturally now, you know, and that's just me reestablishing who I am in the relationship, mm-hmm. Between me and anyone that I interact with mm-hmm. in the Dom world. So, that's just me setting the stage of where our dynamic is. You know, if I say faggot, you know what I mean? That automatically just says, listen, you know, you're going to be under my control and I have fucking power over you. And it's going to be that way for the entire time.
Or forever.
Yeah, forever.
do you feel like you get a certain charge out of using the word as an alpha? Like a feeling of power or like a surge of power when you use the word?
Yeah, it's been so frequent, obviously, now yeah. for years. It's been so frequent now for years. Just comes out naturally. But yeah, it's, I would say that it kind of, it just, I don't know, it's just so frequent, you know? That's all it is. It's just very frequent that I'm so used to it.
Right. Were you using the term before you got into FinDom? I mean, was it something you used when you dealt with? I don't remember if we even talked about this the first time, but your first encounters with faggots, in your life before FinDom.
Right.
Were you using that term faggot at that time?
That's a good question. I think it may have come out here and there to like fuck with a friend of mine,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't obviously used like it is now. I just think that, it would come out here and there, but not, you know, not a frequent daily, like now it's a daily thing constantly, you know?
Right. do you, if someone were to ask you what you meant by the word faggot, mm-hmm. how would you define it to them? Let's say to an outsider, or somebody unfamiliar with this space.
I would just say a faggot, you know, like a weak little pussy ass bitch who's going to do what I say. And, you know, if I say to send me some money or if I say to do a task, you know, or if I have control over you to where you're now considered to be owned by me as your superior alpha, someone that you look to for approval for any reason, for anything, that's where it's going to come out. And that's how I'm going to address you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. So, yeah, so that's a pretty good explanation. The last time I think you told me, how many faggots do you consider to be your property right now?
Mm-hmm. I would, in the ballpark of like 20 that are completely owned, fully mm-hmm. dedicated, every day doing check-ins, you know, and substantially are paying me for just being me, just mm-hmm. being who I am.
Right. Now, do you keep all those faggots, particularly in chastity?
Not all of them, just a few. And mm-hmm. that's, you know, to me, that's not really anything different than what I already do with the other ones. But yeah, a few.
Okay. So it's not something that you feel is important.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Right.
All right. I see. Okay. Because like some alphas, I mean, particularly alphas who are using faggots in person, they seem to require faggots to be in chastity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the dynamic is different as you're mostly an online FinDom
mm-hmm.
most of the time.
Right.
I mean, you do meet faggots. I've seen faggots licking your feet and stuff like that.
Yeah, that one's the most popular one, right?
What is most popular?
Like the Jockfoot fantasy is a very popular one. I had, you know, another guy, Casey, come and we did a photo shoot. Yeah, so those are very popular foot worship, yeah.
What, Casey Carlisle, what is it?
Yep.
Cooper, what's
his name? I think he might have changed it, but yeah, I think it's Cooper.
Yeah, he's a a well-known foot fag for sure.
Well-known, yes, yeah. He is. And he's actually supposed to come out again, I think maybe in the beginning of, either end of this month or beginning of next month, he's coming out and we're doing another one.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He loves me.
Yeah, I bet. Mm-hmm. The question is, do you love it? I guess that would be something I would be curious about, because mm-hmm. when you have a faggot, you know, kissing and licking and whatever, worshiping your feet, mm-hmm. what is your level of enjoyment from that? How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I'm not like, it does nothing for me, you know? Like, I'm not in any way, shape, or form, like, thrilled by it. I just kind of allow it to happen. And it's just that feeling of being more dominant than the other individual, you know, somebody who's looking at me as someone who's so attractive and so desirable, you know, and I don't know, like, they love my feet so much, and that's a lot of pictures I take. That's a lot of
you have beautiful feet for sure.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I fucking, you know, I have so many foot shows on a daily basis, but it really doesn't faze me in any way. Like, if I'm getting my feet worshipped, it's just I sit back, fucking relax, and I think about the money that I'm getting from it. Really,
really,
yeah.
That's an honest answer.
yeah.
Okay. I mean, because in my experience, many men, many straight men, even, you know, if you're kissing their feet, licking their feet, whatever, they get turned on by it, but you don't get turned on by it.
Yeah. Yes. You know, that's not me. I don't get turned on.
Mm. Would it turn you on if a woman were to do that?
No, not even a woman.
Okay. So feet aren't a thing for you, basically.
Yeah. No, it's not in any way, actually.
Okay. Mm. Okay. So that's interesting. So yeah, you just, faggots are attracted to a part of the body that you don't give a fuck about.
So. I don't give a fuck at all. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you get regular pedicures to keep your money makers in shape?
It's a good question, but the answer is no. I don't. I don't do it at all. I know.
Actually, really?
Yeah. No. I keep them just groomed, clean, wash, clip them. But no. Nah, yeah. They're just the way they are. Oh,
master, you should definitely just invest a teeny tiny little bit of money into that. Just to pamper yourself, because
yeah,
it's you know, you deserve that.
Yeah, 100%. I thought about it, and I probably might do it in the near future.
Yeah, why not? It could be a good video, even, you know.
It's a good idea.
Faggots love to watch alphas getting pedicures. It's really odd, because, like, it's a strange time we live in, because in the past, a man getting a pedicure would be considered some sort of faggy kind of thing to do, or a gay thing to do. Mm-hmm. But now it's totally flipped on its head, and there's all these straight guys and straight alphas that are out there getting their feet worked on. And I don't know how that changed. Maybe the internet changed it, but
yeah,
faggots absolutely love that. So
that's news to me. So, hey, yeah. I might have to take that. I might have to take it and run with it. I might have to set an appointment up for this week or something.
Well, right. Exactly. Like, there's a famous foot dom, Ryan Dark Gray, out of Britain. He's actually been featured in newspapers out in Britain. But, and he gets pedicures all the time. And he's totally straight, just like you, you know. Just he just uses faggots for foot worship and whatnot, and money, obviously. But he gets pedicures all the time. And, you know, he's got immaculate-looking feet, too. So
there you go. Why not use it?
Yeah, you should do that. I mean, they're your money makers. You could probably write that off on your taxes.
Hey, fuck it. That's something. That's so true.
Exactly. You could probably bring in pedicure faggots to do the work for you, and you don't have to pay anything.
Oh, so, of course. Of course, yeah.
Well, you know that.
Absolutely.
You could basically have faggots do anything you wanted at this point, probably.
It's at that point now, for sure. 100%.
Yeah. I don't know. Did I ask you before how many local faggots you have?
Yeah, I don't remember if you asked me that question.
I don't think I did.
But yeah, no, it's not that many that are local. It's a ton of them that just want to come take a trip out here and do just a in-person meet while they're on like a little little vacation. Yeah. So locally, not so many, but I would say 90% of them would just constantly ask to come out here and worship.
I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Do you do a lot of traveling to parts of the country or world to visit faggots?
No, I actually have not traveled at all to see anyone.
Ever?
Not ever.
Wow, that's crazy. I mean, a lot of alphas do a lot of traveling to visit. I mean, a lot of times those alphas are fucking the faggots. So, that is true. I mean, but yeah, in your case, you're not fucking them. So, so what did you say? There's one faggot that did want you to come out?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, as far as like the requests to come out, like, oh, I'll pay for your flight. I'll give you money when you get all those things. That's a regular basis. But there's one guy who, one faggot that is in, I think he's in Tennessee or whatever. And I make him dress up and all that, put on a pink fucking dress. He does some fucked up shit on the camera, and he's been begging me to come out there and he'll pay me. He'll fucking take care of everything. You should see the shit that I make this faggot do. And, you know, it would amaze you how much control I have over him. But he's one that's been asking for quite a while. And believe it or not, I think we actually set it up right when COVID happened. So it was supposed to happen, but then COVID stopped it from happening.
Oh, wow. So you were actually going to take a trip out there.
I was going to take a trip, yeah.
How long has that faggot particularly been serving you?
I almost think since day one, almost. He's been around for fucking years.
How much money do you think you've taken from him?
Thousands.
Like tens of thousands?
Probably around that. Yeah, I would say.
Mm, wow, that's crazy.
He's some of these faggots that have good paying jobs. It's unbelievable how much I can make in a single
transaction.
Session with them.
You told me a number, I think. What's the highest number in one drain? Like one single session?
Yeah, a few thousand, maybe like. Yeah.
I thought it was $4,000 or $5,000.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah. That's a lot of money, you know. So
that was a good day. That was a good day. But then it made me happy in the moment. I was pumped and I was ready to keep rolling, because that is what fuels me so much, is just that financial freedom, because I live pretty well.
Yeah, you do. Definitely you do. So in terms of there you go. Show it off.
All tatted.
Yeah, right. So what's the status of the tats? Are you done?
I got one that I was working on, this one on the shoulder here. I got to get finished shading in. But yeah, I got so many now. And a little piece of me thinks that I shouldn't have gone so far, because I'm very muscular. But since I got so much tattoos, it kind of hides that a little bit. I know some guys maybe did like one sleeve and left the other one open. And since I went through such a phase of like, no, I want to be completely inked, it hides my arms a little bit. And my arms,
it does.
My arms are fucking jacked. My biceps are perfect.
They are
perfect round, like a fucking baseball. But it, you know, it doesn't stop me from.
Thinking basketball.
Basketball, yeah, about it. But yeah, it doesn't slow down the work at all. It's just me personally. I'm like, yeah,
the aesthetic of it.
Yeah,
I mean, I tend to agree with you. I think about Michael Hoffman. Okay, you ever heard of Michael Hoffman?
He was
He was a young. He came on the scene as a very young, you know, weightlifting kid. Mm-hmm. And he's gorgeous. I mean, he's a gorgeous guy. Mm-hmm. He was, when he first showed up, he didn't have a single tat on his body, and he was, his muscles were perfect looking, and everybody just went crazy for the guy. Right. And then he started tatting up his body, and it just kind of cheapened. It cheapened his look, I think, you know, like it just, mm-hmm. Of course, he also got really stupid tattoos. Like he got Betty Boop on his thigh or something. I mean, it was just, they were terrible tattoos. All right.
Oh, shit.
There's a difference there.
But there is. Yeah. 100%.
Some people don't have any sense, but
for real.
I mean, yours look nice. There's a lot of them. It's to the point where you can't really discern one from the other, mm-hmm. I think, on your body, you know, but yeah. Maybe you can. But, how old were you when you got your first tat?
I think it was in my junior year of high school. It was the one on my back. It was like, cause I was doing wrestling and football and all that shit. And I was one of the youngest kids in my school that had a tattoo. And I thought it was so fucking awesome that I went through and got one, and you could see it in my wrestling singlet and shit. And that's actually, I don't know if we talked about this or not before, but I would say it was around sophomore, junior year where I started to really see queers and fags in my school showing me a lot of attention, looking at me all the time. And mm-hmm. yeah, especially since I was a wrestler, you know, you see me in a fucking
Oh, God, singlet. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's your junk right there in a singlet, and it doesn't leave much to the imagination.
For real. You know,
and then of course you're dominating. That's one thing about wrestling is that it's mano a mano. So it's mm-hmm. one guy against the other, pure just strength, you know,
yep.
and domination, you know? Mm-hmm. So.
And that's why I went undefeated. I was fucking the man.
Oh, really? You were undefeated in wrestling?
Yeah, I went undefeated 1 year. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's impressive.
That's right. It's not easy to do. I was just the fucking man. I even went to college for wrestling as well. I didn't do it. I didn't do it for very long because I had an injury. But right. but that's when I went. That. Yeah, I went to college for two sports, football and wrestling.
Oh, okay. And the injury short circuited both.
Yeah, it did. And I was transferring to different schools and shit. So the college career, I ended up still finishing, getting a bachelor's degree, but the sports ended early. You know.
Yeah. Right. Right. So you were in high school, you were that guy that, you know, how tall are you?
5'9".
So you're not incredibly tall or anything. I mean, you definitely carry yourself much taller than 5'9", you know?
Oh, I know. Yeah. And I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's just,
it's power. Mm-hmm. I mean, ultimately, like in wrestling, I think there's a physical aspect to it, but then there's this, like a mental and emotional aspect to the sport. So you had like this alpha drive to dominate from day one.
Basically. From day one. That's right.
So that just basically helped you overcome every opponent you had, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a great foundation for everything, you know, because you work your ass off when you're a wrestler. Dieting, practicing, you know, so it kind of set me up for life in general.
Mm, that's interesting. Yeah. Mm. So it's good he did it, you know.
Absolutely.
So in high school, you did notice faggots giving you attention.
I did. And it's funny because it was not until after college that I got into this scene. Mm-hmm. And, it all kind of came to fruition of me saying, you know what, why didn't I get into this shit sooner? Why didn't I know about this? You know, because I've seen it. I've witnessed, you know, faggots look like the way they've given me attention.
Right.
But I never thought to like monetize it, you know?
Right. I mean, it's strange because maybe you weren't much of a bully in high school. Do you think you were a bully in high school?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sometimes I fuck around with like kids that were little.
Okay.
Yeah, but not to the point where like I was considered a bully, you know.
Okay. Just right, right.
More so fucking around, yeah.
Right. I think alphas, they kind of start off a lot of times in high school as what I call destroyer alphas, which would be like bullies, you know, and have a bully mentality. And then they grow up a little bit and they realize that they don't need to use their power like that, you know, and they kind of change to protector alpha. I don't know if you're there yet as a protector alpha, because like you're pretty dangerous as an alpha.
I've had that though, like as a, you know, is it a personal request, you know, where it's more like I show myself as someone who's, you know, like, I don't know if you want to like say a
benevolent
big brother or something. Yeah. Big brother or some shit. Okay, protector. I see.
Yeah. Okay. Really? Mm-hmm. I never thought that would be a scene in this, I guess.
Yeah, I have to adapt so much based on everyone has their own preference on what they like, right. You know. So that's one of the things I find myself so unique at being able to do, and why I'm still so successful, is that when you contact me and you say, hey, can you do this for the video or whatnot, and I'm able to do it to almost perfectly to a T of what you asked for. Mm-hmm. That's kind of, you know, what makes me, you know, genuine fucking alpha, is that I can, right. I can match that.
Right. How much would you say is performance in, you know, in terms of what you're doing in the scene? Is any of it genuine coming out of you, or is it all just performance? How does that work?
In what way would you say performance? Like what?
Well, I mean, when you say I become this, what this person wants me to be or whatever, but like, is any of that genuine that you're giving them, or is it just something that you think that they want?
Yeah, it's definitely more so genuine, because it's not that I really flip a switch where I'm like, oh, I'm just so nice. I mean, I am nice as a guy in a normal life and shit, but, it's just, maybe I do flip a switch. I don't know. But I, yeah, the performance, I guess it's just, I'm just so able to put my mind frame in a place where I'm like, like, here we go. Like, this is what I do. This is my shit. You know, this is, this is my daily fucking thing, you know? So
maybe what it comes down to is, you're utilizing what's natural about you. Which is natural, and then you're kind of using it, you're applying it to what this faggot wants, you know. So it's genuine to you, but still coming out of you in a genuine place, but you're applying it maybe as a performance, you know what
that's
I'm saying?
Right. That's perfectly said. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not an alpha in the scene, so you don't have to say it like that, Master. No, you're not, faggot.
Yeah,
know your place.
know your role, faggot. Exactly.
I certainly do. Thank you, Master.
Good.
Oh gosh, now I owe him $20. Fuck.
Better hit my Cash App right now.
Yes, Master. I think we might have talked a little bit about this, but I mean, I guess I kind of know the answer anyway. You're not interested in owning faggots personally, like ongoing as domestic servants or anything like that. Is that right?
Like just having slaves, just
yes. Like you wake up in the morning, instead of you making breakfast for yourself, your faggot is making you breakfast while you're getting head, and it serves you the breakfast while you're getting head or whatever. Or, you know, you come home from the gym and the faggot has made your meal for the evening and serves you drinks while you're watching TV or whatever, you know, or while you're doing a cam show or whatever. You know.
No, I mean, yeah, that actually does interest me. That's. It just depends. It would have to be such a particular process to be able to pick someone who I would
trust
to do that. Yeah. But I would be interested 100%.
Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't think that was possible with the way you structure your life. I mean, I just think, I don't know why any alpha male is not utilizing faggots in that way. I mean, could you imagine like every day you have clean, crisp sheets on your bed, and your clothes are laundered and ironed and food's made and the house is clean. I mean, like, what alpha would not want that?
Yeah, that's
cars detailed. Hey. Cars gassed up. I mean, I don't know.
Exactly. Yep. Everything's mint condition because a faggot fucking wants to serve at his ultimate as best as he can.
Yeah, exactly. Like, why wouldn't you want that?
Mm-hmm. No, I would fucking like that.
I'm actually a little surprised given the advanced nature of your enterprise, I guess we'll call it, that you haven't already done that. You know,
there was a time where I was like interviewing. It was funny. It was at the old place that I lived at. I was interviewing, and it's just, you know, COVID was such a thing, you know, because at that time that was actually when I was
gearing up for that.
Yeah, I was gearing up for that, and then there was a ton of fucking faggots. Like, I would love to. I think I made a post on my Twitter or something, and Yeah, and it was funny, but it ended up turning out to be nothing.
Yeah, but it's still possible. I guess we're coming out of COVID, so I guess, you know, maybe in the future.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you've got a long ways to go, probably, in the scene if you wanted to continue.
100%.
Yeah. Do you have a time frame for how long you want to keep going with it?
I think I was contemplating this not too long ago, and you know, it hasn't taken a toll on me that much, but there are some days where I'm like, you know, I should be really going down other avenues and stuff and kind of putting this to the side more. But it is so easy for me to make money doing it, and I do enjoy doing it, actually. But yeah, I would maybe just say a few more years or so, and then just always have it as a side
hustle, basically. Yeah. Would it be like a formal announcement, or would you just slip away?
That's a good question. I don't know. Maybe just slip away.
So long, faggots.
Yeah.
Disconnect.
You got to pay extra now if you really want me to come out of retirement, you know?
You'll be like the Eagles coming out of retirement every 3 years, have another.
Yeah.
This is our final tour, and then they, you know, they come back 2 years later. But, okay, that's interesting. So a couple more years. That's kind of an interesting thing you said, though. What causes you to feel like maybe you might want to stop? You know what I'm saying? Like, you said that there's some days when I just feel like I should stop. You know, like, what is it that causes you to do that?
You know, the specific details that I have to fucking, like, read and adapt to. And one of the downfalls of what I do is just that, you know, there are people that want to always negotiate the money and want to fucking, you know, just talk a bunch of shit, and then they don't even end up paying. There's a lot of downfalls that you have to get used to. But yeah, there's days where I'm just like, you know what, I fucking don't want to deal with faggots today. But I make so much doing it that I'm like,
right,
I'm still gonna fucking.
Can I leave that $2,000 on the table today? You know, no, I better snatch that $2,000.
For real.
Yeah, right. That would probably get most people up out of bed to flex their muscles. Yeah.
Flex.
Right. Does it bother you, like, when you're doing cam shows? Because obviously you're a straight out alpha male. So, like, when faggots are doing some particularly grotesque things, maybe to you, I mean, there are some things I see that are pretty grotesque. And I'm like, why are you doing that on camera? You know, but like, does it rattle you at all? Or do you, I mean,
that they're doing on camera?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, when they're on camera with you and they're doing some weird shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, does it bother you? Does it gross you out? Does it?
Oh man.
Make you laugh. I mean,
yeah. 90% make me laugh. The 10%, I'm like, what the fuck is this person doing? But I'm strong mentally. I just kind of block it out. I don't really give a fuck. And I do still, my eyes still are like locked in on it. Like I can't look away, but
like a car accident.
Yeah. But I'm like, you know what, whatever the fuck this dude is into, whatever.
Is it really a dude? I mean, it's not like a dude, like it's not like one of your dude friends, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Right.
Do you, how long have you been in Vegas now?
2 years.
Okay. Do you have other friends that moved there with you? I mean, did you go there by yourself? What?
With an ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So she moved here to Vegas with you. You didn't know anybody else in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. No, okay. Nobody.
Just clean start. Where were you from before that?
New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see that. You grew up in New Jersey?
Grew up in New Jersey. Was in Pennsylvania a lot for school and shit.
Okay.
And, lived in Pennsylvania a lot. But, yeah, New Jersey's, like, physically home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you've got a Jersey vibe about you.
I've heard. Yeah, I've heard.
Yeah, right. I could definitely see you in Jersey.
Yeah, I get that quite a bit.
Rocking fucking Springsteen and shit, and just like got that kind of. I picture you in like a leather jacket or something in Jersey.
Shit. I had a leather jacket. I don't know what the fuck happened to it, but I had one.
Oh yeah. I mean, you belong in a leather jacket, probably.
Oh, that's funny.
But of course, you probably don't wear anything except tank tops anymore.
Yeah.
If you're wearing shirts at all.
So, I barely do. It's fucking nice out here right now. Thank God. Yeah. It was beautiful.
Hmm. The faggots are always asking me to ask about money. Okay. So, and we did touch on it a little bit last time. So, I'm curious, first of all, do you own a condo in Vegas, or are you renting an apartment or own a house? Mm-hmm. What do you got out there?
It's a two-bedroom apartment right now. And the goal is to, by the end of this lease, which is November, is to transition to a house.
So you want to live out there permanently? Or at least
I do think I'll be out here for quite a while, yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't know what the house values are out in Las Vegas. I imagine you'd probably be getting something pretty nice.
At this point, it should be somewhere in the, you know, maybe half a mil type range. We'll see.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. That's good. Mm-hmm. Plunk down cash on that or
exactly. Yeah, exactly.
That's great. Do you invest in the stock market extensively?
I do have a lot of money in the stock market right now. It's ironic that, you know, it's not doing as good as I want it to be doing. It could be doing a lot better.
So you didn't have Dogecoin, I guess, huh?
No, but there's a lot of things. Yeah, no. Yeah. But there's a lot of diverse avenues
that
sure. I keep myself in. But yeah, there's it's it is what it is.
Sure, yeah. So stocks aren't that important to you. Like you're just basically banking most of your money.
Right. Yeah. I keep an eye on it, but, some days it looks really fucking good. And the other day I'm like, all right, you know what?
I want more.
Yeah.
Yeah. how much do you pay for the apartment that you're how much do your faggots pay for your apartment?
It's $2,200.
Okay. I was curious what the apartments were going for in Vegas. Are you in a high rise?
What's that?
Is it like a high rise?
No, it's just in a really nice, like higher end fucking development of apartments.
Okay.
Yeah. They have like fucking four swimming pools. My place overlooks the pool. I have like three balconies and shit.
Three balconies.
Yeah.
Do you do a lot of fucking out in the balcony?
I've not done that. That's probably not.
You haven't?
Not a bad idea, but no.
I've been fucked on a balcony plenty of times, and I loved it.
Damn. You're giving me a few ideas, and I might follow through.
I know, yeah, I know. Like, see, this is life changing. This podcast is life changing for you.
For real.
For real. Okay, so a couple more years, we've got you, and then what do you do from there? Do you just retire? What do you think you're wanting to do? You mentioned another business.
Mm-hmm.
What other business are you involved in?
So I give just advice to guys that struggle with their confidence in getting girlfriends.
Mm, okay.
Getting.
That's right. You have a YouTube channel for that.
I got a channel. Yeah, I kind of not kept up with it as much because the dom scene right now, the findom scene is it keeps me busy as fuck. So I'm just
right.
Yeah, I'll spend because the money's already there. The other business is not as developed yet. So I need to kind of put more effort into it.
I mean, there's definitely a lot of money in YouTube, but you got to really devote a lot of time to it for sure.
100%.
Yeah. And I don't the FinDom money is it's beyond easy. You know, mm-hmm. So I don't know why
for
you
real.
Go for anything else right now. Mm-hmm. So after FinDom, what would you want to do with your remaining prime years of your life?
We'll see. I'm okay. Just
I didn't know if you had interest in terms of other types of businesses or mm-hmm. Other avenues.
Yeah, I'm not. For me at my age and shit, I'm just. And the degree I'm in with business, degree I got in business and just the things I like to do in general, I probably will just develop something by that point and have a business going, something that I enjoy doing. Because as long as I enjoy doing it, then I'm going to have a reason to fucking, put all my effort into it,
Right, yeah, that makes sense for sure. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know if you had anything develop in your mind yet. So,
no.
Okay. You'll be successful in whatever you do for sure.
I agree. I agree.
I know you do. Well, I guess we'll wrap it up. I really enjoyed talking to you and finding out more about your thoughts on this stuff. It's always fascinating, and you're one of the most successful doms in the scene, and so your insights are invaluable as far as I'm concerned. So it was really a pleasure getting to talk to you again. Thank you.
Absolutely. 100% love getting on this with you. This is our second one now.
Yes, master.
We could do another one soon. You just keep me informed with how give me the link and shit so I can put it out for my fans. And it was great talking to you too. I fucking had a blast. We bounce off each other really well,
Yes, master. It would be it'd be my pleasure if you're ever looking for a domestic faggot to serve you day in and day out. I would do that for you.
I know you would. I know you
would. Thanks, master. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right, we'll talk again soon.
All right, bye.
Bye.
End transmission.
Well, I don't, I was just really just enamored talking to him a second time. He was in such a good mood, and we seemed to click. I think I would make a terrific house faggot for him. He is just clearly in command of every aspect of his life, which I find to be very sexy, of course, and it's obviously very alpha, and it's just magnetic. You just can't help but look at him and just say, where did you come from? How does a man become you? Or what is it like to be you? I can't even imagine, but I'm not meant to, so there you go. But I hope you enjoyed it. I hope his many fans enjoyed the second peek behind the curtain and to his life. And I was glad to bring it. So with that, I will let you go. Thanks for listening. Take care. Love ya. Bye.